Enchanted Sky Media.
This is Code 3, the podcast for firefighters. Now, here's your host, Scott Orr.
Thank you for joining me for a special edition of Code 3. Today we're talking with Joe Wojcik. Joe returned from the Los Angeles County Fire Department as a captain in March after 36 years of service. He's the vice president of the LA County Fire Museum. And Joe's son, Kevin Wojcik, was one of the 19 members of the Granite Mountain Hotshots killed in 2013 while fighting the Arnell Hill Fire in Arizona. Now the city of Prescott is getting ready to auction off the two crew vehicles, the buggies the Hotshots used. Joe is trying to get them for the museum. And Joe Wojcik joins me now from California.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's wonderful to hear from you again, and I really enjoyed our last meeting.
So did I, sir. So why is it important for the L.A. County Museum, Fire Museum, to get these buggies?
Scott, as you may or may not know, that my son, Kevin, was one of the 19 Granite Mountain Hotshots, and he grew up working at our fire museum, and I was the president and vice president over the last 20 years. And growing up, Kevin and Bobby, my other son, and my daughter Maddie even would help us with any events. And so we basically grew up in that facility. But we're lucky enough that we've teamed with the city of Bellflower to build a new facility. It'll be open in November. And, you know, for us, I would hate to see these buggies become, something other than what, I would hate to see them not get the respect and get the love that they need. I think that, you know, us having control of them, and I say us, I mean the L.A. County Fire Museum, I think that we are able to provide, you know, the maintenance and the protection to make sure they don't become something other than what they are, just to make sure that they stay, they get the respect they deserve. And that's for decades to come. And our staff all knew our son, and our staff, you know, came out to Prescott and honored the 19. And I think that we're in a position to keep these things in pristine, original condition. And in my vision is to keep a light burning inside it. And for me, I'm going to put my son's 14-day bags back in it. And I invite the other families to put whatever, you know, if they want to put any of their loved ones' gear back in the rig. And then they'll be locked up, and it'll be an ongoing tribute to remember our guys.
Now, the city's auctioning them as a pair, so what would you do with both of them? Would you take them both or what?
No, the way that we envision it is one will be on display at our facility in Los Angeles in our new facility, or we have two facilities really close to each other. One will be on display with us, and then the other one will find a home for it in the Prescott area. And we haven't gone too deep into that. We're kind of like put the cart in front of the horse. We want to make sure we have them. And if we are lucky enough to be able to put this deal together, then we will make sure that the second one is in a place where it can be visited, and it will also be safe for years to come.
Have you spoken with the other family members? What do they think of this plan?
I have spoke to many of the family members, and I can't speak. I haven't spoke to all of them, but the ones that I've spoke to, I've had nothing but positive input. I don't know of any family member. I know I have not talked to any family member that doesn't want to see us get them, but I haven't talked to everybody, so. But we respect their input, and if they have another idea, we're more than happy to take their input.
And, you know, I wanted to talk for a moment about the charitable activities you're doing in Kevin's name with the Explorers. Can you tell me a little about that?
Oh, thanks for asking about that. You know, like other family members, we started a nonprofit, and the one that we started is in our son's name. It's called the Kevin Wojak Explorers for Life. And Kevin was a fire explorer growing up. Loved it, had a great time, and excelled in that, you know, in that arena. After we lost the crew, my wife said that she wanted to do something, wanted to give something back, and so she was the one who came up with the idea to start the Explorers for Life Association to support young men and women in their pursuit of becoming first responders. So we got a board together and got our nonprofit status, and since the inception, we have donated well over $100,000 worth of equipment and gear to young men and women across the United States, from FDNY to Massachusetts, to Yarnell. We've donated to Yarnell and Prescott, and we've donated to Southern California firefighters, and it's been wonderful. It hurts sometimes to do it because you're seeing so many, you know, young men and women, and you can envision. I see a little bit of my full-time boys in that when I see these young men and women with their, you know, ready to go in their little fire explorer gear. But it makes us feel good to help these kids. And if we can put it in a position to make it so that funding does not keep a kid from becoming a first responder, then that's our goal.
It sounds like a fitting way to honor his memory. Now, you know, the movie about the Hotshots, which is called Granite Mountain, is set for release in October. Have you heard anything about it?
I have not. My wife and I have talked to this, and we're not sure on this. We're hoping that, you know, like I'm sure all the family members are, that we hope they do a great job representing our guys as, you know, in a positive light, and we're nervous. I have no other input. We did tour the set in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it looked like they were doing a really good job, and it was really interesting to see all the actors and to meet the young man who was playing our son, and I'm sure it was very emotional for the other families that visited and meet the actors that were playing their loved ones. And you know what? We're nervous about it. We hope they do I hope they represent our loved ones in a positive light. And if, we don't really have any more input than that. I don't know anything more than that.
So I assume then that you're going to go see it when it comes out.
Probably. I don't know yet. I'm sorry, but I don't know yet. I don't know if my wife will see it. I'm sure I'll see it at some point.
Well, you know, I imagine that's got to be very difficult. But with any luck, they'll portray everything about the way it actually happened without too much extra drama involved.
Right. And I must admit, when we were on the set, everybody was very respectful. And the producers and directors were very, very cognizant of the fact that we were there, and it appeared in my opinion at that time for that one day that, you know, we're doing a really good job with representing our, you know, at least my son in a positive light. I put the pictures of my son side by side with the actor, and although they, you know, weren't exact, they did a pretty good job casting him, I thought.
Well, we'll hope things turn out well there. So when do you guys expect to hear back on the auction?
It'll be on, I think they read the bid on the 22nd.
Of May?
May 20th. Yes, sir.
Well, we hope that you guys get a hold of these buggies, because having seen your museum, I know that you do justice to these vehicles and their memories. Plus, you do have that new facility coming, and I'll have to come visit that as well.
We look forward to seeing you. And we also obviously hope that we were the winning bidders on these buggies, and you know, we understand that, you know, if they would have been donated, that would have been the best case scenario. But we absolutely understand that the city council was put in a very difficult position with, you know, with the funding issues in the city, and, you know, they have value. So we don't think that's, I don't think it's unreasonable that we make a reasonable offer on them. And, you know, I think that it'll be a win-win for everybody.
All right, Joe Wojcik, thanks for joining me on Code 3.
Oh, my pleasure. You take care, Scott. We look forward to seeing you again.
And that's all for this special edition. Info on today's show is on the website, code3podcast.com. Thank you for listening. I'll be back Thursday with more. I'm Scott Orr, and I'll see you then.
Code 3 is a production of Enchanted Sky Media. To get in contact with us, visit code3podcast.com. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you should. Don't miss an episode. Find us at the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.